This is Rights.Tech. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Tom Kennedy. Tom, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Tom, who are you and what do you do?
I am the executive director of the American Society of Media Photographers. And in that role, I basically serve at the pleasure of the board, and my job is to execute the policies that they set that benefit our membership, which is comprised of independent photographers who work across a variety of commercial genres, from food, fashion, to editorial, all with the idea of publishing, basically to be photographers.
Tom, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
Well, I think that the overarching challenge that I see right now very clearly is maintaining control of the property rights that photographers have under our copyright system and ensuring that attribution also exists for them as images are used, particularly in the digital world, flowing across the spectrum of social media platforms in particular. I think there are really major issues and major challenges involved with maintaining control of one's creative work in the digital environment that we're in, which is affected both by technology and also by sort of what I would call the cultural norms of the moment. Photographers are very challenged on that. And I'm looking at digital rights management and asset management as central to having the ability to secure their rights under the copyright system as it exists. We're frequently in discussion with the U.S. Copyright Office about mechanisms to modernize the process of registration and recordation so that appropriate information is maintained with the records, and then that exists to kind of ripple through the system as images are used and selected for use. I think that probably the success that I see occurring right now is that you have photographers who have real work history looking at solutions that enable the kind of maintenance of integrity of image information to exist. And they're actively working on solutions that, were the Copyright Office to have better control of its own technology and open up APIs, for example, so that photographers could register at the moment of creation or at least when post-production is starting to happen within the kind of normal digital workflows that they use typically to satisfy client needs right now. I think all of that would really be very beneficial. And I guess I'm heartened that certain photographers are taking the interest to try to figure out this out and arrive at solutions that benefit the industry as a whole.
Tom, what is changing with rights management or needs to change?
I guess I could probably address the latter more directly. I think the concern that I have looking at it right now is that you have certain publishers who are taking the stance that it's easier to infringe, and the likelihood of really being penalized for doing so as a cost of doing business is far less than actually honoring the integrity of licenses that photographers are putting forth for the use of their work. And part of the problem is that as rights information is disaggregated from the images themselves, as images are utilized and passed along and shared, particularly in social media landscape, that it just is very, very harmful and pernicious to the photographer's interest in terms of being able to monetize their work and earn sufficient revenues to stay doing whatever it is that they're doing as the primary focus of their photography. I am very, very concerned about seeing systems created that ensure that the integrity of that information is preserved no matter how and where the photography flows. All of this has got me just beginning to explore and talk to people about the idea of smart contracts that would be driven by blockchain technology that's been powering Bitcoin. This has really only emerged on my personal radar screen in the last couple of months, but intrigued enough to begin to start having conversations with photographers who are a little bit more aware of the possibilities than I am, and talking to people in the music industry who are also looking at it as a solution to licensing for, say, the use of music in streaming services, as an example.
Tom, what advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
Well, I think it's very clear right now that we have a dismal problem of copyright registration. We recently did a survey in conjunction with other visual groups that suggests that in aggregate, somewhere between less than 10% of members are routinely filing for copyright protection on a regular basis. There's a variety of factors that influence that. However, I think that it's essential and incumbent upon photographers to take that step seriously and to try to figure out, working within the construct of groups like our own, to figure out a way forward so that, in fact, the whole process of registration and recordation is made easier and more affordable. And then as a result of systems of rights management and asset management, photographers are more able to maintain control of their work and therefore have the ability to monetize it appropriately through licensing structures.
Tom, where can we find more information about rights management?
Well, I think that one of the sources certainly about rights management that we offer is through our DP Bestflow site, where we have been working with people who are very involved in the space to put up information about rights management systems, as a way of providing information that's useful to the profession. I am in deep discussion now about the need to continue to maintain awareness of trends and new possibilities that are out there with technology, and to try to talk with folks like yourself to see how we can bring this information to the fore and embed it usefully on our site so that photographers who are interested in the topic can access information that's reliable and up-to-date and useful. I think we've done a reasonably good job of doing that, to be sure, but you know, there's always more work to be done. I'm interested in forging the relationships now that allow us to have access to that kind of information and promote and provoke, in the best sense of the word, discussion that raises awareness.
Well, thanks, Tom.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking me.
For more on this, visit rights.tech. Thanks again.